President Bush meets today at the White House with Liberia's President Helen Johnson Sirleaf, one of the few African leaders to support the newly established U.S. Africa Command. It's designed for humanitarian missions, but also a little more, as NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Nearly every single African leader has reservations about AFRICOM. They've said as much on the record. None of that worries the AFRICOM commander, U.S. Army General William Ward.
I don't know if I would call it opposition. I think there would be what we have is lack of clarity of purpose for the command.
Or perhaps just confusion. Here's how Ward himself explains what AFRICOM is all about.
The command is very uniquely envisioned to be an interagency model organization, matrixed organizations, so that functionalities that make a difference in getting things done are included.
Sound confusing? Perhaps it's because behind the scenes at the Pentagon, a debate is still raging over what AFRICOM should be about. According to a well-placed source closely involved with AFRICOM, the Army wants to establish a large U.S. military headquarters somewhere on the African continent. The Navy does not and is pushing to make AFRICOM a largely sea-based presence. And it's already begun. Admiral Henry Ulrich says the U.S. is training African navies on how to prevent illegal smuggling and drug trafficking.
We're starting in the Gulf of Guinea for one significant reason, because they asked us to. They're the ones that, you know, put the request out, so that's why we're there.
Now, it happens that the Gulf of Guinea is also the site of one of the largest untapped oil reserves in the world. According to a source familiar with the proceedings, a few top Navy commanders have long been arguing that the U.S. ought to shift its oil dependence away from the Arabian Gulf and towards the African Gulf of Guinea. It's a view shared by other U.S. policymakers, but one that feeds into Africans' very real skepticism over whether the U.S. military is engaging the continent simply for humanitarian reasons.
AFRICOM is about oil. I think AFRICOM is about the fear of growing fundamentalism in Saharan states. I think that AFRICOM is about China.
This is Sandra Barnes. She's the founding director of the African Studies Center at the University of Pennsylvania. We'll get to her argument in a moment. First, a little background. As mentioned, the Pentagon insists AFRICOM will be focused solely on humanitarian missions.
I'm puzzled by the fact that the Pentagon is now becoming interested in AIDS, in malaria, in various health issues, in development issues, in economic issues.
Sandra Barnes and Nicole Lee, who's the director of the Africa advocacy group TransAfrica, note that these are areas normally handled by the State Department and USAID.
And African democracies are not comfortable with that. They are not comfortable with the notion that the Defense Department will now be providing humanitarian aid.
But back to Sandra Barnes's earlier point. A few weeks ago, she visited West Africa, and she was surprised to see
vast numbers of Chinese shopkeepers and small traders, small operators all over Africa, and their presence at a sort of a micro level is really stunning.
China is now one of the leading donors to the continent. It's also one of the biggest exporters to Africa. And today, China imports more oil from Angola than it does from Saudi Arabia. And very quietly, Chinese oil producers are rapidly developing oil platforms in the, you guessed it, in the Gulf of Guinea. China's growing influence in Africa has alarmed many U.S. policymakers at the State Department and in the Pentagon. And while both agencies have disputed it, most Africa analysts outside the government see the new U.S. command as an opportunity to counter that influence and tap into new resources all at the same time. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.